gentlemen, boys and girls, gaming degenerates of all ages, welcome back to another episode of A Winner Is You, brought to you by thechairshot.com, where we always use our head and we never forget that the cake is a lie. Gentlemen, welcome back. We've got a full crew. Sean's back from his adventure, I guess, from what we saw. It's pretty interesting stuff there.
Oh, no, it sucked ass. We have people coming in next week to observe us doing all of our testing, so it's under a microscope kind of thing, both figuratively and literally.
Nice. That's awesome. Well, and we got a new guest. Hi. Bye. All right.
They said hi and bye.
Yeah, all right. She's she didn't care. It's too late. No, now she's waving.
Right. Hi.
Congratulations on the house. There you go. All right, Drew, Adam, how you doing?
Good. I'm doing great.
Worse than a puppy.
Don't tell her. I won't tell her. I won't say anything if you don't say anything.
Never.
It's already been said.
I must have missed it. I wasn't looking at the screen.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing.
Oh, that comes later.
I wish.
That comes later.
I'm being good and paying attention.
Yep. You'll be ready. We can't spend the entire time this time on Animal Crossing. We got other things to talk about. So let's go down the list of things we have to talk about. Well, we don't have to talk about them, but probably should.
Shall we play a game?
Game on!
Yeah, game on!
All right, the long-awaited Satisfactory update. Drew finally gets to talk about it since we pushed him away two episodes in a row. It's happy April Fools, everybody. We got April releases to talk about. Mario's dead. And speaking of Animal Crossings, we're new segment called Talking Turnips. And finally, to close it out, a fun find on Microsoft Flight Simulator. Let's get into it. All right, Drew, Satisfactory, you're up. You got some updates that came through recently.
So, update 4 came out in an experimental. So I forgot to mention this last time, but they published two streams of the game. And you can either be like in the beta experimental release or the full release. Now, it's extra special because the whole thing is in early access. So it's all kind of a big beta. But even within the beta, you can be in either the experimental or the, what they call stable, release. So update 4 was released in the experimental. It's going to be released in the full soon, I think in a week or two.
Like full release, like out of beta?
So just update 4 will be released to like the full, I think it's on April 14th, so in about 2 weeks. But it's been an experimental up until now, and I gotta say it's great. I think one of the big things I was worried about, and what I was talking about the last time we talked about it, was that we had thought that it was going to require you to start a new game fresh. I had read some things that indicated it would be game breaking, but it's not. So you can actually update the game and open your old save file and just continue playing that save file, but with the new everything. There are certain things that are a little bit weird. Progression changes a little bit. So you might have items available to you that you had locked previously, had unlocked previously, but now are locked behind the next progression. And it's a little bit weird. Sometimes you can actually use them and sometimes you can't. Again, this is a experimental beta type release, so there's going to be little bugs and things. But it's pretty awesome. They made some really good tweaks. I'm at the stage now where I'm really dealing with metals and aluminum and setting up kind of supercomputer production and things like that. And it's once you get to that level, it's a real pain because everything requires these really large constructors and assemblers. These are all types of buildings in the game that are required to basically they take in ingredients from other places and automate the process of building whatever thing you're trying to bake. So whether it's aluminum or what I said, supercomputers or heat sinks or whatever, they all get built in a machine or a building. But they all take lots of inputs. So you're pulling things in from all different parts of your factory into this one area to try to build these things. And they did some really good balancing because before this update, when I was messing around with the aluminum, it kind of seemed like it was just overwhelming to try to bring all of this stuff from all over the place. But they've balanced that down a little bit to where it's a little bit easier to kind of get down that progression and get down that path. They did add a couple new types of crafting abilities. So for one, they added gases. So the only one that I'm dealing with at this point is nitrogen, but I think they have other gases as well that you might have to go and find. So a whole new tree of things where you have to develop these like refineries to take the gas out of the earth and then ship it over to your big pipelines to ship it over to where you need them. They added, this might have been already there, but they tweaked the way nuclear works. So just a reminder, like this starts at you have a chisel and you're chiseling rocks and brings you all the way up to the point where I'm making nuclear reactors. So there's pretty widespread between the start of this game and what I feel like is like the late game, which is what I'm in now.
Sounds explosive.
So yeah, it did. Well, and what's interesting is until you get into this nuclear area, you're used to being able to wear all these different equipment. So for one, when you start the game, you're just walking around. But by the time you get to the late game, you have like a jetpack that you can kind of fly around. They added in a hovercraft in this update so that as long as you're near power, as long as you're near your factory, the hovercraft, you can just set at whatever height you want and it stays there without any input. Whereas the jetpack, you kind of need to feather the gas. But it's nice because sometimes it's really useful to be able to get above your factory to kind of see a bird's eye view of things. But what you realize is once you start dealing with nuclear stuff, you actually need to put on a hazmat suit to work with that stuff. But that means you have to take off your hover pack and take off your jetpack. So now you can't do all these things you used to be able to do. And when you're used to being able to just jump off a cliff and you have your jetpack on, you just hit the jetpack button when you're falling, and you do that with your hazmat suit on,
that's a little bit
it can
of a
be
problem.
Bad. So there's a little bit of getting used to there. But basically, I think I've gotten to the point now, they didn't add so much stuff where it made things totally different. And being that I'm so late in the game, I just kind of quickly looked at a couple of the things that they added. But what I'm really interested in to start doing now is there's a really large modding community around this game. And I'm not sure if any of you have ever kind of played around with mods in other games, but it's always one of those, it's one of those things. Mods is like, it's like going off the deep end. I feel like in some of these games, like you're better off. Like if you're going to play a game, play the whole game as far as you can without any mods first. And then once you start adding mods, it's a completely different game a lot of the time. And this one is going to be the same way. But what it seems like is that since it's in early access and this new update just came out, a lot of the mods aren't updated for it. And they don't even work in the experimental branch anyway. So I'm pretty excited for this to move into that kind of stable branch. And so I can start playing around with some of these mods because they look pretty fantastic.
Adam,
totally unrelated, but my shout out for best mod was Bid for Power. If you played Quake on the PC, it turned it into Dragon Ball Z, and it was fucking sweet.
That's awesome.
Dragon Ball Z, like, but Quake?
Yeah, no, it was a multiplayer game, and you'd fly around and fucking throw Kamehamehas at each other. Like, I don't know how the hell they pulled it off, but it was called Bid for Power, and that was the coolest mod when I was younger.
I don't think I
liked Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
But no, I totally agree with Drew. Like, mods certainly can change the ever-loving hell out of a game. Like, there are some on Skyrim that just break it. They just make you into a goddamn god, and they are so much fun, but it's like, if this was the real game, you'd get bored real quick.
Exactly.
But once you've gotten through it, it's like, all right, let's have some fun with it.
I think it's different types of mods, too. It's really like, I think of Skyrim first came to my mind because you could get the mods to, like, improve the graphics, where it's like, holy shit, this game is beautiful. Like, it makes it look like it's a new release. Like, those mods, to me, I really enjoyed those type. Well, also in Skyrim, you can give the full-on nudity, too, with mods, if we get into a rabbit hole here. But, like, you have,
here we go.
Yeah, no polygon boobs here. Callbacks episode 1 and 2. So then if you have those kinds of mods, you have the mods I use the most were related to Left 4 Dead 2 and Left 4 Dead, where you could change their character looks, all the different types of weapons. And so we would go out like as the stupidest looking things or with the stupidest weapons. And it did break the game to a point, depending on what you did. I think if you changed your characters, I remember we all went out as Mario characters once. That was kind of funny. But like, if you were just doing it for like your character looks, it wasn't a big deal. Typically, sometimes it kind of fucks with your health not working correctly. But like the weapons always threw things off. It's kind of like, think Saints Row 2 with all the guns they had, but they weren't made for Left 4 Dead, so it didn't work. you couldn't be beat. So, like, it definitely broke the game. It was fun, but, like, you wouldn't keep playing it that way. I think Grand Theft Auto Online has a lot of mods I've seen, where I've seen people play as different Avengers flying around the city Hulk smashing or flying around as Iron Man. It's like a almost stuck T pose flying around. It's kind of funny, but like that probably ends up being better than the actual Avengers game they made, if we're being honest.
100%.
I remember, got him. Enjoy your next release, bitches. Fallout 4 was one of the first games that was big because it was allowing mods for consoles, which was not a thing. And I didn't play Fallout 4 enough at the start to really get into any of that. I just didn't enjoy Fallout 4 like I did the previous ones that we've talked about, like New Vegas. But I never really got into that, and I'm not sure how that would have changed my experience, maybe better or worse, because I didn't enjoy it as much anyway. So, you know, that was could have been my attempt, I guess, in the console times of mods, but really it's a PC thing. It's a little different now. I think you can do more modding. I don't know. I haven't really cared to check. I tend not to. I just think about my, like, cheat code days with, like, Grand Theft Auto, Vice City, and stuff like that. That was pretty much modding.
You were fucking game sharks, baby.
You were just using game cheat codes. But you would break the game there, too. Like, we talked about this. I couldn't get past a certain mission. You couldn't because we used too many cheat codes. So, you know, another way, it always just breaks the game. It's not what it was meant to be then.
Fallout 4 was definitely a huge modder's dream. I mean, the base building alone, all the different things that they added in for the base building, you know, you could remove the limit to how many things you could put down in a town. So I think I used a mod like that and then went to Sanctuary, and like that whole Sanctuary was just a completely built up like raider base. It was so fun. And, you know, by the time I was done, like the thing barely loaded because it's trying to load in all these things. But man, that was fun. And I think in those types of games, it's kind of like just ease of life type mods sometimes you need, right? Like, so removing the weight limit on what you can carry in Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Right. I think I did the same thing on Witcher 3. Witcher 3, I modded to hell as well, where I could. You remove the weight limit that you could carry, so you could just carry every sword you ever found. You could just pick everything up. I also modded out the fact that so I could just hit one button and it gathered everything within like a 30-foot radius of me. So you wouldn't have to go to each individual thing to gather everything. Just it was just like you just hit a button spamming and it gathered everything.
That sounds like my kind of game right there.
Adam's going to take a note or something on this.
Yeah. He's gonna go turn it on now.
Lazy RPG is right.
As soon as damn, this is my kind of game. Yeah, no shit.
Sounds like something I would play now.
I think you can get it to automatically just pick stuff up when you walk past, actually. You don't even have to hit a button.
All right. I got to start looking into mods.
Yeah, it's one of those things where if you do some of that kind of ease of life or whatever you call it type stuff, I think that doesn't break the game necessarily. It just makes it a little bit more fun and maybe takes some challenge away by having to not have to worry about weight limits and things like that. But then when you get into total game breaking, you know, stuff like where you're just OP from the beginning, that's where it becomes like fun for 30 minutes. And then it's like, okay, well, this sucks.
Yeah. Why did I do this? It's not even fun anymore. Yeah. I think Grand Theft Auto is a good one because you're not always playing Grand Theft Auto to play missions. Like, it is a fuck around game. So like, playing with some mods for one session is different because the next session you might just do completely something different anyway. But like, that's a whole different beast in itself anyway. But I don't know, my experience with mods, it all depends. I only broke the game a handful of times, but cheat codes or mods, it was always more the visual things, like the funny things you could do with the mods that were available. That's why I immediately thought of Left 4 Dead, because of the stupid shit we would make our characters into, or the weapons, just bashing zombies, because, like, who cares? It was funny. Or we would be all tanks. We would be tanks playing against the zombies. That was fun, too.
I think they just have a game called that, don't they? Tanks versus what? Zombies?
Do they might. Plants, who knows? Plants versus zombies. Sounds like a thing. Plants versus Zombies. That's a thing.
They modded it so you could have tanks.
Yeah. Plants versus Zombies, now with tanks.
Plants versus Tanks? That sounds like an awesome game.
All right. Good.
Yeah, that's all I got. I totally it. Derailed that. We're good. Yeah.
Nope. I think I started it. All right. Well, there you go. Go out, get Satisfactory, play your new mods, play your updates. I'm surprised that Sean and Adam haven't played this one. It sounds like it's right up their alley. I think Sean would enjoy it for what he does for a living.
Is it on the Switch?
No, it's probably not. PC only,
so you wouldn't be able to play it anyway.
There we go.
I can't even turn mine on for the damn podcast. How am I supposed to buy a game right now? I only got 6 bandwidths. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Right. That'll be better at the new house.
Yeah,
and Dan,
I'm getting that fiber. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, if you get that and I don't, I'm gonna be pissed. There's no way it goes out to that house and not past my house.
I'm getting fiber. I'm getting that shit installed everywhere. And the 5G in our bodies now with the microchip, man, we're gonna be rolling. Can't wait. Man.
That's awesome.
You can decide, Dan, if you're keeping that in or cutting it out. I don't care.
We'll see.
Cutting the political talk right there.
Sean, you had something that we missed in there.
He's not even going to say.
Oh, no. I was just saying, I sounds like I would like Satisfactory, but I think you think my job is logistics, and that is not my job.
Well, that's true, but I don't know. All right.
I work on the broken side of shit, not putting it together.
That's true. You get to figure out why it broke. That's fun.
I think it's more up Adam's alley.
It would be. I would definitely play this game. We've talked about it. I just need something to play it on.
That's true.
Didn't you say, you know what, we're going to circle back for a second because now I have a question. Didn't you say, though, when the updates come on here, it clears out what you've done? Or is that a different game we talked about?
No, that is what I was talking about on this game. But
he was fear-mongering.
If you roll the tape back 20 minutes, I addressed that issue. You don't have to roll back. Point. So, and it's actually huge because, like I had mentioned, this game is so big to, you know, go from, you know, a chisel all the way up to nuclear power plants. You know, I think I have... This is an early access game. I think I have 150 hours or something like that in it. It's insane. Mm-hmm. So in order to try to go back and start over, like, it's just, I tried it. I tried it with this update because I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'll give it a shot. It's brand new update, new progression. Let's give it a shot. I got into my new world and instantly got pissed because I didn't have access to like my jetpack and a couple other big things, you know. I was like, what do you mean I can't just run around and jump off cliffs and all this stuff? So it's like, definitely it's one of those things where once you get going, I think there is still some playability, but it's almost like you've already progressed through the levels to unlock the tech tree. Then you might just want to build a new base elsewhere on the world, not completely start from scratch and have nothing again. So there you go.
Yeah, I would stop playing right away if that happened. I'd be like, well, my hard work, I'm done. I'm not playing this anymore.
To be honest, I would too. I'd be like, all right, that's it.
I'm out. Frag it. I'm out.
My Pokemon game didn't save 8 hours. Power died. Yeah. Not playing anymore. That's 8 hours I can't make up. Can't do it.
God.
There hopefully was my career in Pokemon. No, I save and end. I do it frequent. I don't care if I'm going to still play. We ain't risking it.
Yeah. All right. Well, speaking of games you can't play on the PC, let's talk about games you can play, which are the April releases on PlayStations and PlayStation Plus. What are you guys, Sean, what are you looking forward to as regards to these types of games that are coming out? I didn't see a big list, in my opinion, but what do you like?
So Outriders is coming out. And in my bathroom, I have a bunch of GameStop magazines because that's just good toilet reading. And that was a game that I was actually kind of... And that was a game I was actually kind of interested in because it's either co-op or solo. You can play with other people. It's from the same people that made Bulletstorm. And I don't know if you remember Bulletstorm at all, where you got points and a level for creatively killing people. You know, if you used your whiplash to sling them towards you and then boot them off the edge of the cliff, it would give you like point multipliers and shit. It was just a super arcadey first-person shooter that was kind of looked like Gears of War. But, you know, you could kick people into spiked walls. You could combo things. Like, the whole point was just to have an over-the-top, you know, Pulp Fiction-style gunfight with you know, the other people. I don't know if you've ever checked it out, but you should. This comes from the same studio. Did I say that?
Did you say Pulp
Fiction? Pulp Action. Pulp Action? I don't know. Just make it over-the-top. Just make it completely comically over-the-top. Just go in there, tear people to shreds and do it creatively, and they would give you extra points for it. And at the end of the level, they would say, you know, hey, you did this well, or hey, that was actually pretty boring. Like, nobody wants to watch you.
Oh, man, and you just shot Marvin in the face. From that same studio,
you need to shoot him more creatively than that.
Sorry.
Shoot him twice in the face.
You need to hold a bullet and throw him into it, and you get bonus points. But
check out
basically,
the big brain on Brad. You're a smart motherfucker, that's right.
But that was the premise of that game. And it was super fun. Outriders is a co-op experience with four different players where you have sort of your stealthy, more ninja-y guy, your tank, you know, your classic tropes on a group of people that go out to fight. But it takes on a much more serious role than Bulletstorm does. So it's not supposed to be comically, you know, over the top. It actually has a story to it that, you know, you're supposed to care about. And I really enjoyed Bulletstorm. The graphics were good. The gunplay was fine. You know, all the extra things they threw in there with all the little tools and stuff you could use to help you get past enemies. Now they're coming out with a more serious shooter, and it looks really good. And I think it actually came out today. Shit, I think it did come out
today. Came out today.
Yep. All right, uh-oh. I know what I'm playing after I finish The Last of Us 2. But yeah, nice. It's a really cool looking game. And like I said, I've played some of People Can Fly Studios, as I think the people who make it. And I've played some of their previous games, and they do a good job. So I'm definitely looking forward to that one.
Mm-hmm. I was going to add, I think like the first thing I read, it's a person looter shooter. Mm-hmm. So it reminds me of Borderlands. But it definitely, like, I think when I, like, I watched the trailers and I was interested in this too, is it is, it's like a mix of Borderlands and Gears of War is what it felt like when I watched it. Like, it looks, it has that serious feel to it, but, like, Borderlands and the fact of, like, what Borderlands is, not the funny comical stuff that Borderlands has, but, like, the idea, like, you're doing missions, you're looting, you're shooting, and you can do it as a group or you can do it by yourself. But, it, like, I like the serious take on that. Yeah, and you have the abilities. Like, I like the serious take on that, so, like, it looks really good. I have not bought, besides fucking Spider-Man, I haven't really, Miles Morales that I haven't played. I haven't really been playing any of the new next-gen release titles as well. I would definitely think about trying this out for, like, PlayStation 5. I like the look of it. Like, this is definitely a game that if others played it and we all played it together, cool. I play it by myself, cool. Serious take on Borderlands, sign me up, because I love Borderlands. I think it's a fun one. I think we're finally getting to the point where they release games, more games. You know, we're in, like, the slump of the year, right, where it's there's not a ton of releases. There's probably a lot of re-releases, if anything, or broken games, looking at you, Cyberpunk. But we'll see. I definitely will try this as well. I think this is a good one to bring up.
Yeah.
I was gonna make a joke.
Low sodium Cyberpunk. Come on.
Did you guys see that what the fucking studio? CD Projekt Red. They had a thing like the future for Witcher and Cyberpunk, and it was like the next installment type stuff, and I was like, why don't you fix the one you just fucking made instead?
Because they want to forget about it.
It's been off PlayStation for over 100 days now. But yeah, sorry. Circling back. This game looks good. Outriders.
Drew, you got anything on your list that you're looking forward to? Besides continuing Satisfactory?
No. I want May. I like May releases. Yeah, May. I don't care about April.
This isn't April. This isn't May. It's April.
April showers bring May flowers.
All I care about is that the earliest Far Cry 6 can be released is in April. So...
Nah.
But they say between April and March of 2022. So it's a wide range.
Nah, coming up.
Quarter 2 to 1. I mean, no, that's perfectly reasonable.
Yeah. If they're smart, do not release it next month. Fucking take some time. Don't do what Cyberpunk was. Release a working game. I know there's going to be patches. There always are. For games when they just come out, you usually get an update day one, day two, day three. Don't have that be because your game's fucking broken and doesn't work. Okay, just be smart about it.
Take it from Adam. He knows what he's talking about.
I don't buy games anymore. I used to pre-order the shit out of everything. Not anymore.
There's no point now.
You know what? I did it with Cyberpunk, and I think that's why it's shit. I didn't get
you did it. Oh, yeah, we already got money.
I didn't pre-order. I bought it the day it came out because I was totally against pre-ordering. I'm like, never pre-order. But then I'm like, oh, well, it came out today, so I might as well buy it day one. And my new rule now is, and I think this is the rule that we've been pushing, is wait 2 weeks and let the hype, let everyone else buy it, and then they can tell you how shit it is.
Yeah, how much
or spoil it for you.
Yeah, really.
You can get around spoilers for 2 weeks.
And it is how much you care. It's how much you care though about the spoilers. I don't care if I find out what happens. It doesn't stop me from playing it and experience it, even if I know. I don't necessarily know how to beat something to get to that point. But like that doesn't stop me. I think stops me is like what just happened with Cyberpunk. I wanted to buy the game. Why would I have bought it then? I'm not buying the broken game. And I'm not going to give it time to play anyway. If I would have just bought it on release day, I'd be kind of pissed. I would have tried to play it and be like, well, this sucks. That was a waste of $60.
Yeah, but now I know turnips are a thing. It's totally spoiled it for me.
Hey. Turnips, my man.
Turnip for what?
Yeah, if you don't act quick.
My says get them turnips.
If you don't act quick, they will spoil.
Don't let them rot.
I don't even know if Chris knows about turnips.
Are we in turnip corner?
No, not yet.
We gotta wait.
Talk about
I got stuff to talk about with turnips.
We gotta wait.
Not yet.
Adam,
I'm
not guessing
yet.
This
walking
is
walking away when we get to turnip talk.
It's bathroom break for you. Got to do a different Irish thing and drop a potato in a crock pot. If you know what I mean.
No, it's all the turnips I've been eating. About to drop stools.
Star Wars, Republic Commando. It's got to be Adam.
Yes,
right? That's the Star
I put
Wars
that
fan
out.
Here.
It's not a new. Yes, it's not a new game.
Well, we're done then.
Moving on.
It's a I think it's a re-release of a re-release. Technically, it came out in 2005 by LucasArts, and it was Microsoft only, so it was Xbox PC at the time. It's a cool concept at that time where you take on a commando squad, the Delta Squad, people who watch the Clone Wars, like the TV show. You'll be familiar with some of the commando squads there. The Bad Batch, that's a TV show coming out May 4th. Kind of related. That's where David, is it Fioni, I think? I don't know how you say his last name.
Don't ask me.
He got the inspiration for Clone Wars from this game. So you're kind of like your little squad of quirky clones who aren't fitting the mold of every other clone. So that means they're defective probably in some way. And you basically take on missions within Star Wars universe. It technically became non-canon come Disney time. So thanks, Disney. I'm going to guess 2018, they made it backward compatible for Xbox One. I played it on there, and now it's coming out with a port from a different company for PlayStation 4 and Switch. I thought about it. I think it's $14.99 for Switch. $14.99 for Switch.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I would consider it. For a game that came out in 2005, Star Wars, that I will tell you, I love reading this when you check in this different Star Wars game. It's like, it had a cult following. Oh, yeah, every fucking Star Wars thing has a cult following. That's just what happens. Like, no shit.
Star Wars.
but this one, the ratings, everything I read, it's always like, oh, the ratings are really good. But then if you really dig into it, it's kind of mixed. It's not long. It was a short game. It was cool. You could play it by yourself. There was some multiplayer. It wasn't great, but it was also 2005, so cut it some slack compared to now. I'm not sure what's going to be different. I don't think they really changed anything. And for $14.99, I doubt it. Well, it looks like it was from the trailer I watched. It looked like it was updated, but I wouldn't be shocked if it's not really. It's $14.99. I don't expect a lot. Like, I expect here's the game you might remember playing from 2005 or whatever. So I listed it because I'm sure there's a lot of people that are going to be interested in playing it. I saw that. I think the Switch, I don't think it was PlayStation, has some fucking expensive bundle of extra nonsense shit that people always spend a bunch of money on. So how much ever that costs, more power to you, I guess. Another one I was going to mention, not Star Wars related on here, MLB The Show comes out this month, the same repeat game,
fans.
But baseball like they do. Not fun. That is way too true of simulation.
If it's not Super Mega game, Baseball, I'm out.
MLB The Show is worse when it comes to simulation. Because baseball, I love baseball. It's hard to watch every game on TV, be fully committed to sitting and watching. Doing the same, playing a video game. I don't know how people do it. To me, yes, it's always the same game every year. I haven't played one in probably since 2018, I would guess, was the last one I bought. I think it was Aaron Judge year. That's the one I bought last. I only say that because opening day today, Brewer Crew came back, bottom of the 10th, won the game. So
nice.
There we go.
Nice.
162-0, baby. Here we go.
Okay, so check this out. Speaking of baseball, you know what the Rangers Royals score was today?
No.
Fucking 10-14.
Jesus. Oh, what a start to the season.
That would have been so much fun to watch.
A lot of good defense going on there.
Yeah, we scored 5 runs in the first, and so did the Royals, motherfuckers.
I fucking hate that. That's like the thing with me with baseball. It's like I'm always sitting, and you're watching the game, and it's like you're losing 1-0 or 2-0, and you're like, motherfuckers can't score.
Well, we're fucked.
You can't score 2 runs. Are you shitting me? next game they lose and it's like 12-10. And I'm like, where was this shit yesterday? You couldn't get a couple hits yesterday? But today, oh, we'll score 10, but lose 12-10. No problem here.
God, I was listening to it at work and I was like, what the hell is going on? Good
it
Lord.
It was, I didn't get to watch it. So thanks, Regional Sports Networks. I think it's now Bally Sports Wisconsin or whatever, because Fox Sports was bought out. They took all that off YouTube before basketball started, YouTube TV, so I don't get to watch them anymore. And I'm not switching to cable just to get baseball and basketball back. I'll watch it when it's on national TV. So I was just kind of tuning in on my phone, and the Brewers were losing the whole game, but they came back in the bottom of the ninth to tie it up, win it in the bottom of the tenth.
Opening day, baby.
Yeah. Don't plan on going back with all the rules and restrictions in place. I'll wait a while.
They were at a 200 pitch count at the top of the fourth. I was like, oh my God, 2 hours and 13 minutes in, you're at the top of the fourth? Yeah, it was a brutal.
Oh God. Baseball suck. It can suck. Those games are the worst.
Those are fun to watch. I'd rather watch scoring than, the two guys playing catch the whole game.
Yeah, see, well, you make a great point. That's all it is. Then you're
hey, God help you. God help you if you watch. God help you if you witness a no hitter. It's just two guys playing catch.
To me, my ideal game is you get the runs early. You get the runs in the first like two.
I always get
not
the runs
the ships,
early,
but you get runs.
Yeah, when you eat that chili cheese dog. Get it started quick.
The shits is because you're trying to get all that beer out of your system from when you're out in the parking lot for 3 hours.
Baby.
And then you came in and you're like, you know what? I'm a little thirsty. I think I'm going to get a couple more drinks.
Got to keep it going.
You're like, hey, I spent $18 on our 30-pack of beer for outside. I'm going to go spend $18 on this one beer. I'll be right back.
Yeah. This is a great idea.
Yeah, this is gonna be a good idea.
By that time,
idea.
It is a good idea.
Yeah. And then down two hot dogs on top of it. Yeah. All right, we're off the rails here.
Talk for the day.
Yeah. Talk of sports.
Stale buns. Stale
bring
buns.
Us back in. Bring us back in.
That's
I got
nickname.
Some sports. Yeah. Talk of sports. Stale buns. all right. Sports talk. We're done. Let's talk the free games that you can get for April on the PlayStation Plus. There was the three Days Gone. I'm actually pretty interested in. I remember the trailers back when, but it's a zombie game. It seems like then there's Zombie Army War, which I don't know anything about. But Oddworld, there's a new Oddworld coming out. I think Sean's pretty excited about. So, tell us a little bit about that one.
Have you all played Oddworld before?
Mm-hmm. I never have, but I've always been interested in trying it.
So it used to be a very old PC game, and it stars an alien called Abe, and it's a lot kind of like Limbo, where you're running around trying to, avoid enemies and get through puzzles and solve traps and like eliminate the guys who are trying to find you. But one of the cool little nuances as a kid when I was playing this was you had like mind control powers at some point. So you could sit there and like take over the mind of one of your enemies and have him go do the stuff that you should be doing and then kill him off. So it's just a really cool sort of 2D puzzle game, a lot like I said, Limbo, where you're just basically trying to get from point A to point B to save your species from this sort of invading alien force. But there's, like I said, a lot of things that you can do. You'll be down on the bottom floor. You can see that there's a guy above you, so you take over his mind and have him go to the next area so you can kind of scout, what you want to do when you get there, so it's not just a blind, oh, shit, there's this thing here. Set up mines for them. You kind of trick them into going where you want them to go. It sounds a little repetitive, but it's actually a really interesting puzzle-solving game. And I think there's been like 7 iterations of it at this point. So I was really excited to find out they're bringing it back on the next gen. And it looks pretty good from what they showed. So if you do like I said, games like Limbo or fuck Mario, same kind of shit. Like just a 2D left-to-right puzzle solver. They have little mini games in there. It looks like sort of like a rail shooter where, you know, you'll be on a track and you kind of have to take things out left to right. But more than anything, it's just a 2D puzzle solver. And it's very entertaining. Like, even as a kid, I enjoyed this game. So now that it looks good, has everything updated, I'm excited to try it out again.
Do you know if that's, like, storyline-wise, is it kind of just generally starts over for each game? It's nothing like a story that you'd have to know the history of to play it?
So they do all have their individual story, but more than anything, it's, hey, there's aliens here, and you need to get to the end to save them all. It's kind of the, I keep saying it, but it's like Limbo. There's a story, but it's not, you don't have to know anything going into it. Like, it'll explain it right off the bat, and then you just progress through each level, which obviously gets more and more difficult. The enemies get a little bit weirder here and there, but it basically, the premise is you're fighting off an invasion, like alien hominid, if you ever played that.
Nope.
All right, then. Point taken.
Nope, but no, but it's
no,
really,
I was gonna say the stages look cool. Watching, like, looking at the trailer, I think, like, the bat, like, with me with these kind of games, there, it's got to look cool too, because you kind of say it right away, right? Like, it's just a puzzle solver, left to right, 2D, like, it's Mario, right? But made with new features. So it's like, the stages to me have to look cool. It can't just be a screen scroller like Mario is. And the backdrops and, like, how it kind of almost looks like it goes around, like, 3D almost around the stage, too. Like, it looks cool. I don't know. I've never, like, Mario is, like, the exclusion, I think, for me. I don't know if I've ever really been a fan or really gotten into these kind of games. I kind of just Mario and that's it when it comes to this stuff. I also, like, the only other ones I've played, which is kind of the same, is what's the one where you're on a bike? You're on a
Paperboy
motorcycle, like, like a dirt bike.
Trials,
that's the only other one where it's kind of the same thing. Like, you are doing puzzle solving, but you're doing it on a motorbike, so or a dirt bike. So, like, those are really the only two that I actually enjoyed playing, but I didn't realize this was coming out for PS5.
There you go.
And it's free. No, that was kind of surprising.
And free.
It's free,
right?
It's free. It's for me.
You should give it a shot. Just try the first two levels, see if it's your thing. I mean, if it's free, what do you have to lose? But I'm telling you, it's actually a lot more entertaining than I make it sound. I just have a boring voice.
Don't sell yourself short.
Correct. You're correct. Yes, you got it.
Well, I'll have to clear some space on my PS5 hard drive, to download this one, but we'll see what we can do.
Not me, baby. Only got Madden's on there. And whatever that other game. Oh, Spider-Man that I haven't played.
There you go.
Do I really have a boring voice?
Oh, now he's got a complex. Way to go.
You should have waited till the last, like, 5 minutes to ask that. That would have been a hilarious time.
Close.
Well, no, the anxiety is kicking in now. It's at its peak.
Come back around when the wave gets back up, when it gets high tides again. Come back around.
All right.
Days Gone looks good. Good. That's a Days Gone is a. I did play it a little bit. I didn't own it, so I just kind of tested it and played it. I thought it was a fun zombie survival game. I think it did pretty well. It was highly rated, pretty popular. So the fact that's free and you get to play it, you can play it on PS5. Why not?
Yeah, I might give that one a shot. The zombie survival type of stuff isn't really my forte either, but
yeah,
you know, seeing the previews and stuff, especially if it's free, it's worth, you know, trying out, see if I have any type of enjoyment in it. So I think we got two good ones.
Even if you don't think, what's nice about these with, like, how PlayStation does this is, even if you don't think you might end up playing it, you don't have to download it. As long as you add it to your your inventory, you just click the button, like, add to my list or add to my games, you got it when it was free. You don't have to download it now. So, like, as long as you do that, you're covered for down the road when you actually download it. It's in your library. You got it free. So you don't have to download it right away. So, like, if truly you don't have space, there is not a ton of space on the PlayStation. If you don't have it, a lot of space, you could at least get it to your library for later, or, you know, things move around, then you can download it and play it, or you never download it, but you at least got it when it was free.
Right. At least, yeah, at least click the button to add it to your library so that you got it, you know, it's, you know, it's yours, and then you can play it when you want or never play it, whatever you want to do.
Or just...
I don't care.
Or just go back to Madden. I don't care. You know, just keep playing Madden on your new PlayStation 5. Just keep going back to it.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take a, before we go on to our next topic, let's take a quick break, play some commercials, show some love to our sponsors.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Now a word from my god, our sponsor.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
This is your boy King Killer telling you to make sure you check out TheChairShot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore. Everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
It's me, Mario.
Is Mario dead?
I love it.
No. What happened?
Mario's dead? A Mario 2 death. Too. Yeah. That's great.
That's the only, yeah. That's the better one. I don't know. I like that one better than, I don't even think I have the original. I like this.
It's me, Mario.
It's me. What a character that guy is. Not Mario, the whatever that voice actor's name is, I can never remember, who makes all these damn weird sounds.
I looked it up once. No, I don't know.
Too late. Go back to the episodes where we reviewed that documentary. Then you'll get the name. Find that wherever it is. You got it, listeners. Yes, Mario died yesterday.
What happened?
This is, you know, it's kind of an April Fool's joke, I guess. Maybe that's what Nintendo was intending for. It'll be back on tomorrow.
They were Nintending it.
Yeah.
Man, Drew always looks pissed off when I talk.
That's just my RBF.
It's just his...
Yeah. Fair. I was going to say he always looks gray, but, you know, that's besides the point.
Well, they're not mutually exclusive.
Yeah, it's his his webcam always goes in and out for me.
Yeah, now he's black and white again. Switch right now. That's what I'm Amazon shopping while we're talking to fix this problem. So
good. Good. Smart. Mario, the Mario 35, is that what it was called? I don't remember now. Yeah. The Battle Royale Mario, like Tetris 99, if you played that. That's off there now. And the game you guys all spent your, well, two of you spent your $60 on to play your remakes on the Switch. That's off there.
Re-releases.
Yeah, sorry. They didn't do anything different. That's right. They did not. Just made it they Nintendo just put them Switch all. Capable.
They just gave us a bundle.
Yeah.
For $60.
Yeah. That's right.
Right. I can get three games that I've already played for $60. Yes,
this is great.
Yes, I'm in.
I I almost bought it. They almost got me yesterday where I was sitting there and I was like, today's the day. It comes off the store. And
it's the last chance, man.
I went on the store. I had it clicked and I was like, do I do this or do I not do this? And then I put my Switch down, never went back to it. So I didn't do it.
And never again. It's like the Disney vault, man. You know,
gone.
It's going to be gone forever. Like for 10 years at least or something. And then finally you can buy Cinderella again on Blu-ray.
Until Nintendo Plus comes out, and then you can play through all the old catalog games you already bought again on your Switch.
Yeah, that's going to cost you $10 a month now instead of $20 for the year. So better get ready.
What a deal. $20 for a year. What a deal.
That's brilliant. And you can play all those Nintendo and Super Nintendo. Well, not a lot, but some.
That is a good ones. It is a good deal.
$20 is a good deal when you consider, look how much Xbox and PlayStation are for getting the online access. Paying it even once a year, I think it's $70 now. So it's like $20 for Nintendo games? I'll take it. Yeah. Although, I'm curious what they're doing, though, with, we don't have it listed as a topic here, maybe next time, because they are making some Switch updates, making the screen a little bigger, all that, black space essentially around your screen. They're expanding that, making your actual screen bigger on your Switch, kind of like what iPhone did, where it was like the tiny little screen, and then they took that all away, and now it's all screen. They're doing the same thing with Switch.
Yeah, we'll have
to wonder what they're doing.
That's what you're waiting for.
To get your own Switch.
Well, no, so I can give that one to her and take the old used one.
That's more accurate. Yeah, maybe next week we talk the new Switch release console that's coming out at some point here soon.
Nintendo Switch Pro.
Yeah, if you didn't get your Mario games, you're out of luck. You're out of luck. That's it. No more. Mario is officially dead.
Dead yesterday.
Yeah.
I love it. That's so good. Womp, that's womp. So smart. Good job.
All right.
Way to do it. You really nail them. Once every couple podcasts. That was one of them.
Yeah.
You did it.
Yeah.
Oof.
Well.
Got him.
It's all right. I'll take it, I guess.
Now play one of your Homer ones, and let's move on to the next one, and boom, we're ready to go.
I've got, here, let me find a, I could do this one.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
I say that all. I always say that. I love it. And you can tell what people fucking don't watch Simpsons if they don't get that reference.
I don't know what that is.
And I don't get references. So that's telling you something.
All right, Sean, you can cover your ears. Go take your bathroom break because it's time for a brand new segment of this show that I'm calling, and I have theme music. I'm calling it Turn Up For What?
Turn Down For What?
Yeah. It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Turn Down For What?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Turn Down For What?
Come on, man.
Dog, it's I'm brilliant. Ready to talk turnips.
It's brilliant.
I'm ready to talk turnips and flip some furniture. Let's go.
Diamond hand turnips. I'm still holding, baby. I'm still holding.
We're going to talk what you bought your turnips for and what you're selling for.
You do not sell unless that price goes up. You let that shit spoil on Saturday.
No, you better. Don't waste it, especially if you're like us and spent $100,000 on turnips.
$100,000? I only spent $30,000. You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
I bought 1,000 at 94, baby. 94K, let's go.
So I'll start with this one. I bought them at 99. That was my price for this week. So I bought 1,006. I bought as many as I could for what I had. It ended up being 1,006.
Wow.
99,594. Looking at that app and figuring out my potentials, I had some potential on Wednesday afternoon to get maybe 198 bells for them. But then Wednesday afternoon came and it was not good. And then it turned out that the potential high, at least from the app, that I could maybe get to 138. So this morning, as we record on Thursdays, this morning it was 132. So I sold at 132.
Got out.
And made a $40,000 profit. So
it's good.
There you go. It's nice. Not so bad. Not so bad.
I will shout out that app or the website.
Yeah.
Turnupprofit.io. I was looking it up on IGN, like how do people, because I saw there was like, there's five trends people were following, and I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to track this each day and try to guess which trend I'm on. And I was like, I kept reading, and then it was like, hey, check this out that people have already built since this game's been out for a year and a half or whatever. And then I was like, oh shit, you can just type your number in here and it's going to give you the percentages and the analysis that I was like, is definitely needed. I was like, this is fucking great.
Yeah.
I'm cheating the stock market, baby. Here we go.
I can't believe somebody's put, I mean, I can believe, but it's amazing that somebody's put this much time into developing all these trends. Because, yeah. I mean, there are so many trends that you can be on. And, you know, just every day or every half a day, right, you put in your price. It's like all of a sudden it starts narrowing down. So it's. For me, I only bought 290 because that's all I had. And my price was 103. And I know you guys were like, oh, prices are like 66, whatever.
Yeah, that's last week.
And I'm like, what the hell? Why am I getting trashed on the three? But I'm like, all right, I'll go for it. But as of today, so I'm still holding. Today's price or tonight's price was 108. So I could sell for a very, very tiny profit. But it says that tomorrow morning, I'm guaranteed to have at least 125 with a maximum of 219.
Ooh, yep. Baby.
And that stays for the next 3 days. So, like, tomorrow morning, I'll hop on. It'll be 125 or something. Put that in. And then what's great is it'll tell me, it'll be like, all right, well, tomorrow you're guaranteed at this.
Yeah.
And I think it's such a cool tool to kind of track. You know, you put in your price each half a day, and it just gives you like what trend you're on. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think it's like the best it could have had. Like, I don't have to go and try to guess which trend I'm on based on the numbers now and be like, when do I get out? This does all that work for you, which I think is awesome. And this is one of the quickest ways to earn bells for the game, because if the worst case scenario, you find out you're on the decreasing one right away. And then it's like you just try to get out as soon as possible and just get something back versus nothing. Because if you wait too long, I think it's Saturday. I don't think it's the next Sunday. Whatever day comes up, all your turnips, it must be Sunday. I bet it's Sunday. It's Sunday morning Sunday.
Because you can still plug in Saturday numbers, it looks like.
It has to be Sunday. So, like, they spoil if you don't sell. They spoil if you don't sell by Sunday.
Yeah.
For me, I was telling them, like, I messaged them and I was like, I was on by like 6 or 7 a.m. that day. I think I was on at like 6 something because I was already awake. I was like, well, I'm going to go find that bitch. She's supposed to be on my island at 5 a.m. and I'm going to buy some turnips. And I was going to buy the max amount, which was like 174. What was it? 174,000 K in bells. And I think that's what it was. And I didn't. I was just like, I'm just going to buy 1,000 bells this week because I needed some bells to do other shit on my island. I walked away with 44K. It figured out I was on the small trend on the second number I entered based on what I was getting. And when I hit Tuesday night, I entered in my 132 number and I got in at 94 and it said, you're guaranteed, no matter which of the percentages, it gave me five options. It said, you're guaranteed, no matter what, you're going to at least get 132 again tomorrow morning. But Wednesday morning, it said, get out after Wednesday morning, no matter what your number is. Yep. And it ended up being 138. So then I got out right away. But like, this would have been what I was trying to guess. Shit, I'm on a small spike. It looks like it might go down a little, but it could go down a lot the next time. this app does it for you. Like, you literally just enter it, and it's like, yeah, you get out now. Do it. And I'm like, sweet. So I go dig them up out of my what's going to be my turnip farm because you can't store your fucking turnips
anywhere.
Oh,
you bury them?
I buried them instead of just laying them on my, like, house or on the ground.
I was wondering what the hell you do with them.
I just put them in my room.
Yeah, see, I was thinking about that. I was like, you guys kind of could see my house because you couldn't go up levels because you weren't as far as I was in, like, progression. My house is a hoarder's house. Like, I just throw shit in every corner just to get it somewhere, and you literally can walk your paths. That's it. I was like, if I try to throw turnips, I'm not going to be able to get in and out of this place.
Smelly turnip room over there.
So
you're going to lose them. You're going to forget that they're in there. They're going to spoil, and it's going to rot your house.
That's why I dug.
Make them
I have
vodka.
A turnip spot.
Yeah, make them into vodka. Make them into vodka. You can make triple.
I created a turnip spot where I dug out 10 holes, planted them there, and then I was like, I won't forget what that is. It's right by my house. And I'll be like, no way, I got 10 fossils. But then I'm like, now with this stupid fucking update, it could have been 10 eggs. I wouldn't have known. I'd be like, fuck them for putting these eggs here.
Fuck the eggs.
Damn eggs, man. I am done with the eggs.
I'm not going to make any of that shit. I don't want to dig up any more eggs, and I don't want to put them anywhere. I just sell them.
I'm selling them.
You can eat them.
You can eat them, too. That's right. You can eat them, too.
Get your goddamn eggs. I'm not eating eggs. I don't need eggs in real life. I'm not eating eggs in my game. God damn it.
Eat your eggs.
I did learn.
I will tell you guys, all I've eaten for the past 30 days is eggs. That's my lunch every day was eggs. So I'm kind of over eggs too, so they can get these fucking eggs right out of my game. That bunny can hop along. I ain't doing any of this shit.
The damn egg, the problem is it takes up all the space on your trees. Every other freaking X you find, instead of a fossil, it's an egg. Mm-hmm. Half of the times you hit the rocks, it's eggs.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
most of it. Yeah.
It's all eggs. Like,
it's eggs everywhere.
You go shaking the trees, eggs. You go fishing, eggs. Oh, hey, I finally can see a balloon because I feel like it's so random for them to show up for me. Oh, it's a fucking egg. Great. Thanks.
I'm not shooting that one down. I'll just let it pass. Yeah. I'm not wasting
all the way up.
One thing I did find is your little money tree spot. Did you know this trick? I just learned this trick that your money tree spot, when you dig it up and you dig up the bag of 1,000.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Thank you, Sean. keep the headphones off. Spoiler.
For this two-year-old game.
Don't rebury the 1,000 bag. Instead, go into your inventory, go down to where your money is, and click your A button, and make a $10,000 bag and bury that.
What?
And you can get 30,000 instead 30, of
3,000. 30,000, dog.
Yeah.
Get them bells.
Damn. Yeah,
that's where you make some money. So yeah, start doing that now.
Yeah, I started
doing
that.
Can you do a $100,000 bag?
No. There is rumors that it could work for some people, but it's a very odd crapshoot, so you're gonna probably
I'm
gonna lose some money.
I'm rolling 300K. We're risking it.
So somebody has said they've had 99,000. They buried a 99,000 and gotten it back, but then it sounds like it's like an extremely rare case.
That's a risk, and I'm willing to do it.
That's right. If it's nothing, it turns into a tree, but then if it's like 3,000.
you get boned.
Lost a lot of fucking bells.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to do that.
And boned.
I got 44K profit. I got it. I'm doing it.
Take it. Give it a shot.
I couldn't find my gold spot when I played for about 5 minutes earlier, so I'm trying to find it.
I got to move some trees and cut down some trees because I'm starting to get overrun and I can't see a damn thing anymore.
You mean my island? It's fucking overrun.
Mine,
there's a lot
mine
of
is
trees.
Two now. Mine is two now.
I can't pick everything up. When everything actually grows in, I got to make 3 runs just to, and I have the 4th level of inventory. 3 runs just to sell all this shit.
Hustle. It's the hustle.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the grind of everyday living, my friend.
They got me addicted, except for these fucking eggs I don't care about, but they got me addicted.
Did you guys buy a wetsuit yet?
No, I didn't. What's that help you with?
Apparently you can go deep swim, deep diving, swimming. If you buy a wetsuit, you go out there where the what? Where it's bubbling in the water. I was like, what is all that shit? And why do I keep having an option to buy a wetsuit? I didn't understand. Yeah, you go swimming out there and you deep dive for different fish or different
whatever shit. Are you fucking shitting me? I'm buying a wetsuit when I get
I'm
on
like,
there.
Son of a bitch. Yeah, so that's what I'll be doing tonight. I'll be deep diving. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I like deep diving in the deep end. I get you. I got you. Mm-hmm. Get that wetsuit on. You know what I'm saying?
I got don't know
you.
About you, I'm, but I'm, my peenie just went.
Anyone for penis? I love boobies.
There you go.
Shit, what does he say? It's like tough lap. I always want to say it's like tough lasses molasses, but that's not what he says.
That is not.
That's the one that always gets me. You ready? You have that sound clip somewhere.
Sweet sassy molasses. Sweet, get out the checkbook and pay molasses. Grandma for the rub down. He gets happy go Jackie on the big white guy like a donkey eating a waffle.
It's a great bit. Go find it. Go find it. SNL.
I think we talk about it maybe every four episodes.
Yep.
So that means next week we're back on to Pete Holmes and the Batman skit.
Feels good.
Don't blow your load.
Sorry.
Save that for next week.
Shit. All right.
That's number 30. That's what we should do for number 30.
What's that?
Top five Batman clips. Each of us read our top five.
Oh boy, you might have to give me an early list so I can download all the sound clips and I'll play them.
I was gonna say, I think we should. I love your theme song for whatever you called it.
I call it
Talking Turnips. So what I like is then we should try to DJ in, mix in some of them little fucking Nook sounds. Nooks. Get those in there.
All right.
Then we got it. That's the theme song. T-shirt incoming.
All right. I like it. We can work on something. I worked on this one earlier. That's why I had to get on early so that I could mash up All About the Benjamins and Turn Down for What?
I got you. You had to put in a long day of work today. I got you. 11 hours today. I know. I know what it's like.
It's a day, man. It's a big day. All right. Is that it for Turnip for What?
Because if we keep going, I'm just going to keep talking other shit in Animal Crossing that isn't selling turnips.
Look at this. I'm swimming.
Could save that for next episode. And we've already lost Drew, so here we go.
All right.
Where are you? We lose you?
Oh, I'm here, man. I bought the wetsuit.
He's swimming. Oh, shit. Gotta tell us what we can find.
I had that idea, too. I was like, what's those bubbles do?
Yep. Goddamn wet. God. What's the wetsuit for? Figured it out.
All right. Bitch.
We got one more topic. That's our final topic of the night.
Finish him.
Actually, this one kind of starts with Drew, so put down that Nintendo Switch, because I want to know if you have taken flight recently in your Microsoft Flight Simulator, because apparently you can fly over the old Suez Canal, and there may or may not just be a cargo ship stuck in there on Microsoft Flight Simulator. What a great great job that is, I'll tell you.
Yeah, it turns out there is. I have not confirmed. I actually let my Xbox Live account lapse on when it increased to $15 a month. So I don't have access to Microsoft Flight Simulator anymore. But it does look like it. It looks like you fly over the Suez Canal, and sure shit, there's a Evergreen, the SS Evergreen, whatever it is, the M whatever.
Ever Given.
Yeah,
Ever it's Given. Ever Given. Sorry.
It says Evergreen on the side, right?
Yeah.
So, apparently it's there and blocking the path.
which is pretty fun.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I watched the videos and I saw it. I was like, that's hilarious. You can literally go. They added that into Microsoft Flight Simulator, so you can literally fly over and see the cargo ship stuck in the Suez Canal. Is that a video? Is that a picture of it?
It's a picture of the real boat.
Oh, that's from Austin Powers. Oh my God.
So the memes a meme for this of damn Austin boat.
Powers when oh he gets God. the cart, the golf cart thing stuck in the hallway, and they put the Suez Canal or the Evergreen boat.
Who do you think was the captain of this? I can't get it wrong. Who do you think was the captain of this? It was Austin Powers, clearly.
Yep.
Hold on, I gotta turn this sucker around.
What are we doing here? Oh my God.
These memes. Oh, the memes are good. I don't know. I kinda heard what with this, and it was all over, especially Reddit, this. But the fact this is already in Microsoft Flight Simulator, that's kind of cool, I guess. You're probably gonna go fly and check that out. Or you can't, like Drew said, because you didn't decide to spend $70 or $100 or whatever, and you were trying to get by on a dollar a month, and then there's no more dollar a month to pay $15 like the rest of them.
For 10 cents a day, you cannot play Microsoft Flight Simulator.
I could feed a starving child for that. I could feed so much starving because of all the boats that couldn't make it through the Suez Canal because of this stupid fucking freight liner. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. I think it's funny. I think that's actually pretty cool that they will do that on these games now, that you can so quickly add, something to a game that makes it feel like it's real time, things that are happening in the real world, which is kind of cool. Yeah. I just wanted to bring that up. I just wanted to see if you happen to actually go play it and fly over and see it or anything, but
no, fine. This is what you get relying on Drew to finish it up when he's like, no, I didn't play it. Back to my Switch.
Sorry.
Back to my Switch. I got turnips to
mess around with turnips.
Well, that whole segment went south.
Yeah. Well, fine. Then that's it. That's it. That's all I got. Anybody else got any?
End on a high note.
Any last things to talk about? Sean, your voice sounds fine.
Back to turnips, I guess.
Thank you. I can sound more enthusiastic if you'd like. God damn it, Drew. Crush my soul. You done crushed my soul over here.
Is Louisiana, Texas, and the other state he said in the past voice?
What other
Georgia?
State?
Georgia.
Georgia. All right.
Guys, I found it. I found one of the gold spots.
Oh, now you're playing too?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. All right, we're done. We're done here.
Microsoft Flight Simulator is on sale, by the way.
Hey.
For at least the bundles.
For $15 a month?
$15.99.
Well, you can pay $15 a month, or you can pay $72 for the deluxe edition, or $96 for the premium edition.
The premium deluxe super number one best.
Yeah, edition. And those are.
Do you get the virtual reality with that? Is that the virtual reality one?
Those are seriously sales prices. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But look at all the cool things they do.
So I will spend 2 minutes defending that game, and not necessarily the pricing, but I will say that that game is actually fairly useful for flight training. So all those airplanes are realistic enough to where obviously it's not going to help you learn how to handle an aircraft. But when you're thinking about where the switches are, how to get comfortable with the aircraft, learning where things are, even potentially doing some air traffic control type things, they are helpful for that. So it's realistic, a simulator enough to help you with that. So if you're somebody going for your pilot's license, it's not a bad investment to make, considering the pilot. This is going to pale in comparison to the price of the license itself. So there you go. There's my 2 minutes.
Excellent.
Sure. That's a lot.
You know, if it's you're into so flying and all that shit, and you know, I'm sure it'd be definitely be a good trainer, or at least get you familiar with everything. So I.
So what's the difference though between those two prices? What's the difference?
I think it has something to do with the number of airplanes included.
Oh, I was about to say, is it the amount of places? Like,
I think it's the amount of airports like, too. Don't they have more airports if you buy the higher one?
It might be like the high res like airports.
That's what like, I was going to say.
All the airports in the world are there, right? Like you can go and land at any airport. I guess I won't say all the airports, but like, you know, there's all. Basically, when I was playing it, every airport that I thought to look for was there, even the tiny ones. So it's not that you couldn't, you know, take off from these different airports. It's just how modeled are they, right? So, like, how much activity is going on around, how 3D modeled are all of the actual buildings and terminals and all of that stuff. And I think the differences might have to do with how many of those higher res modeled airports there are, as well as the number of aircraft.
They're all polygon. You get half a runway.
Yeah,
it looks like Grand Theft Auto 1.
I thought it was gonna be.
Yeah.
You spend $70 and you fucking, they're just big gray blocks. That's the airport. I don't know what to tell you.
$70, you get Pilot Wings 64, basically.
I mean, straight line of blue pixels. That's a river. What else you need?
There's I mean. There's places, there's third-party sellers that sell aircraft for this game, like, to use in the
modeled,
game.
Yeah.
So, and in the old school, like, the Microsoft X, there were places where you could go and download games, or, sorry, download models for aircraft and fly these other different aircraft. Nowadays, it's all pay for. So, but it's, you kind of get what you pay for, because these aircraft are exceptionally well modeled, like, all of the buttons work, you know, you can actually do everything in the aircraft, but it's an expense that you have to pay to use them.
Of course.
So
of course
it's like any other like hyper simulator thing. Like the cost of the game is just the price of entry.
Yeah. You want your upgrades and or different things, you gotta pay extra. Gotta have to pay double for that kind of action cotton.
That sounds like that's the Avengers model that they have now too, right? You just pay the $70 to get the game, but then you got to pay $10 per character if you want to play more than the base characters.
Yep.
Or like the iPhone, you can get the phone, but then you have to pay extra to get the charger.
Brilliant. And on that note,
he's not listening to you. He's not listening to you.
Well, you know, if you do have Microsoft Flight Simulator, if you haven't done it already, make your flight over while it's maybe still there, since in real life they finally did get the ship unstuck. So I'm sure it'll disappear off Flight Simulator soon. So get on there and do a flyover. What the hell? Well, that's all we got, guys. That's it for this week. Episode 28 in the books.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
I will remind everyone, as we normally do at the end, to go to thechairshot.com for all your wrestling and sports and entertainment and sports entertainment needs. We got everything there. Go to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot. Get yourself a Chair Shot t-shirt. Get yourself a Winner Zoo t-shirt. Maybe we'll collaborate and make a some kind of Animal Crossing turnip t-shirt for a Winner Zoo.
We are going to. We'll yes, see. We will be. We'll I don't know. There is no we might. We are going to do that.
Y'all are exhausting.
We'll figure something out. And if you want to follow this madness, you can go to A Winner Is You on Twitter and on Facebook at A Winner Is You, the letter U, A Winner Is You. And that's all she wrote, guys. Episode 28, where we always tell you that it's dangerous to game alone. Take us.
So if you want O'Hare, you got to get the deluxe edition.
What?
Otherwise.
Seriously? Main fucking airport.
It's one of the biggest airports.
Dude, one of the biggest, Heathrow, you have to get the premium.
What the fuck?
And Dubai, you have to get the premium.